Hey Queens, it's me, Tabby, your girl. I'm back with yet another topic that I know as women is what we struggle with most times. And there are some of us that have been through this and have overcome it. And then there are those who we still struggle with it daily. So I just wanted to touch on it because I felt that it is very important for us to hear it and understand it sometimes. And the topic, I decided to call it the real perfection. Because ladies, the one thing we have to be aware of is that we were born to be real and not perfect. Being real is what we were meant to be. Being the person with the image God gave us. The person that can wake up feeling free because they go through their day being just them. Dressing the way they want. Doing things to their likeness. Living within their realistic budget. Dancing in the rain if they feel like it. It is okay with not being accepted by everyone. And there are people who, while not being accepted, they will sincerely love the ones who do accept them. And that is you being real within yourself. Because we know that when we are ourselves, there are going to be people who don't understand us, who would never accept us for who we are. And we're okay with that. We're free with knowing you don't accept us, and that is fine. But the few that do, I would love them unconditionally. And that is you being real. Now let's get to Mr. Perfect. Perfect is being what society wants you to be. Burdening your happiness and stealing your joy. You live with the burden of obligation to society. Making sure you give it exactly what it wants. Meanwhile, people are loving the person that you're not, because the real you only comes out at home. You're living for and with the hype of society. You slave yourself to the ground for the purpose of maintaining an unrealistic budget, just so that you can be branded with everything that society accepts. You love the haters. They give you life. And you push away the ones that love you, because they don't fit into your image, and they are telling you everything that you are not ready to receive. But when all the charade is over and the mask is removed, the heart is empty. The room is empty. The noise that would normally excite you, it is silent. And now you're left with just you in that quiet moment. Then the tears flow from the emptiness, loneliness, and the burdens that you carry. You're tired and wondering, when will this series end? Because the exhaustion of the role-playing is taking a toll on you emotionally, physically, and financially. Yet, you wake up tomorrow and do it all over again. Ladies, the truth is, real perfection is you being real. And now that I've delivered this message, I would love if you all can take this and start implementing it slowly, step by step, into your day. Now, when you decide to be real, understand, people are gonna fall off. Little by little, little by little, people are gonna say you've changed. But you can't allow that to take you back into that empty world that you were in before. You need to just understand that whoever fall off, they were not there for you. They were just there with you on the journey that you were taking, and it's okay for them to fall off. So like I end all my sessions saying, say it forward and walk into it, because you are God's anointed and He has greatness in store for you. Have a blessed day, ladies, and I love you.